Well, John, terrific start. Not the right result, though.
No, of course not. 2-0 up. You shouldn't lose a game. And I can't keep standing here. I'm not going to offer excuses for my players. We can't, if we want to keep, we keep talking of playoffs and everything else, and you come away to Southend, you get 2 goals up. You've got to handle set pieces better. We switched off for the first one, turned our back on the ball. Nobody's opening us up. They haven't opened us up today. We've coped with their threat in open play. But we can't keep saying it. Set pieces, look at Bolton. Direct play at Wimbledon away, not good enough. So I don't want to film a team with giants, but we've got to do better. I said I'm not going to make any excuses for that. We can't come away and allow 3 set pieces to cost us again. And we just let it slip. For 60 minutes, I thought we really contained them, really strong, sorted the game plan. But then the first goal in the second half is always going to change it. And it builds momentum, we have to deal with it better. But no excuses from me.
When you had to make that early change, Franck Musso came on, of course, his old stamping ground here. You couldn't have been happier, though, for him to get first and second goals. You must have thought, that's a magic early substitution.
Yeah, it is, and it's great, and I feel for the kid, because he's come here and he used to be at Southend, so to get 2 goals and be on the losing team, he's the one person I do feel for today. And we had a naivety about us today, and I'll take criticism, no problem with that. Accolades if I win, but I'll also accept criticism as well. But my players need to accept it as well. I'm not going to protect them today. If you've done everything you can to keep that ball out of the net with every inch of your body to try and keep the season alive, then you can live with yourself. But we need to have some home truths, I think, on Monday, and finger point is needed at this time, because we cannot keep conceding from set pieces. It's killing our season.
When Southend took a quick free kick, you concede from that, and then a free kick from the edge of the box. Goalkeeper builds a wall, but the ball's over the wall, isn't it?
Yeah, and you've got to give a bit of credit. It's a bit of individual skill, but it's the fouls. It's the silly little fouls that lead up to it, and the unnecessary fouls, and it costs us. It costs you, doesn't it? And you can feel on the third one that it was one of the days where you see him putting it in the top corner, and he does, and it hurts today. That's the most it's hurt all season, because I knew how close we were. To keeping the season alive, and that makes it difficult now, because we don't play next week. So for me, it's a tough few days now, and I think it can be. I think that's got to hurt, and the players need to suffer a little bit for allowing that to slip.
Yeah, obviously the club and the fans that look towards the playoffs, they seem to have gone now. And then the season dies at this stage, doesn't it? So you've got to keep it alive.
Well, it doesn't die. I have to pick it up. It's my job. But it can hurt for a bit now, because we're not playing midweek or next week. So it's got to hurt. And from that, the only way you get stronger. And we'll be disappointed, but it's not good enough.